Film fanatics, doggy devotees, and animal aficionados of all sorts can get their fair share of entertainment this Saturday when the New York Dog Film Festival hits the Buskirk Chumley Theater. Well-behaved, well-dressed dogs are welcome to attend. The festival is being brought to Bloomington by the Ryder Film Series.
My name is Peter Lopilato, and I'm the founding director of the Ryder Film Series, and I'm also the editor and publisher of the Ryder Magazine. The New York Dog Film Festival is a series of short films. Some are documentaries, some are fictional, some are live action, some are animated, all revolving around the relationship between dogs and their human companions. There are two programs. One is called Who Rescued Whom, and the second is Outdoor Adventures with Dogs. So again, they're both programs of short films. The shortest is 1 minute, and the longest, there's one film that's actually, I think it's 47 minutes long.
The festival originated in New York, where it was created by pet wellness advocate Tracy Hotchner.
I'm the founder and director of both the New York Dog Film Festival and the New York Cat Film Festival, which grew out of the platform I have as a pet wellness expert and advocate. In the process of having that platform and blogging and doing all sorts of things in social media to connect with pet owners, I became aware of the Cat Video Festival, which was held a number of years at the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis, and interviewed the curator of that and interviewed some of the participants and recognized the desire by pet owners to interact with other pet owners. They wanted to be together to share their fascination and adoration. So I set out to look for high-quality short dog films to see if there was anything that might make its way to a bigger screen for a fairly discerning or sophisticated or demanding audience. And there was.
As Hotchner has taken the festival to venues across the country, only a select few have opened their doors to humans and their canine companions.
Having the dogs there is so powerful for people, and I was able to experience it firsthand the first year when I traveled with it. In Los Angeles, there were people pushing little old dogs in baby strollers made for dogs. There were people with 100-pound pit bulls in the theater. There was every size, shape, and form of dog and owner. And the people appeared to be in a kind of an emotional trance. They were so moved, like emotionally moved. It was almost like a spiritual experience for them to be able to watch movies about dogs with their dogs. I never thought it would mean this much. I thought it was kind of a lark and funny. There were people who came out and who wrote afterwards on Facebook, "This was on my bucket list. I fulfilled a dream." And the ones who have dogs like mine that just would not do well in a theater for an hour and 15 minutes, the joy of seeing other people's dogs and watching when they bark at the screen, when a dog up on the screen barks, everybody cracks up. Everybody is just transported by this bigger-than-life experience of watching dog movies with a dog. I don't know. Everyone just seems to feel they're in a snow globe having an amazing time.
One misconception is that these are home videos of dogs performing stupid pet tricks. That's not what it is at all. These are films made by professional filmmakers. Some of them are straightforward documentaries. So there's one film that takes place in a women's prison. They have a program where dogs are brought in, and the women in the prison train the dogs to become service dogs. That film focuses on the relationship between these dogs and their new trainers. There's another film in which they use a fictional device to tell a nonfiction story. That film is actually narrated. It's a first-person narration by the dog, but the dog is older and is dying of cancer. And so the dog tells its story of the final months of its life. There's a third feature-length film. I mean, it's not actually part of the curated New York Dog Film Festival, but we've added a third film, which is a favorite of mine. It's called Heart of a Dog by Laurie Anderson. Laurie Anderson is a New York City-based performance artist and musician and composer. And she was married to Lou Reed for many years until he died. And in fact, Lou Reed does a song on the closing credits of this film. But this is a film about her dog, Lola Bell, and it's, on one level, it's a tribute to her dog. But if you know Laurie Anderson's work, you know that it's going to be focusing on more than just that. So she expands it, and it's really about not just the relationship between humans and dogs, but also about, you know, who we are as a species and what the future may bring.
And cat lovers, don't fret. Hochner's Cat Film Festival Shorts program will make its way to Bloomington soon.
Late September, Cat Film Festival. It's similar. It's two programs of short films. These are about cats. And, you know, there's no reason to stop at the Cat Film Festival. I mean, I think we could have wildlife of all kinds. So, you know, I see possibilities for an elephant film festival. People can bring elephants to the theater.
Saturday's films are broken into three programs. Two are collections of short films curated for the New York Festival, and one is a feature film. At 2 p.m., The Buskirk will present Outdoor Adventures with Dogs. At 4, they'll show Who Saved Whom. And at 6, attendees of both species can catch the feature film, The Heart of a Dog. For WFIU Arts, I'm Chris Forrester.